As investors, we're always weighing the risk and reward of an opportunity. Now, one of the risks of real estate, or the cons some people might call, is that it's illiquid, meaning it's typically far more difficult to get your money out of a real estate investment before the liquidation period than it is to, let's say, sell off your Robinhood account. But there's actually a scenario where being illiquid helps, especially passive investors who are invested in multifamily properties which are held in an LLC. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. Now, before we get into the episode, remember, this isn't legal advice. You should always consult your counsel before making any decisions. But this is advice that I was given by a trusted source in the field, and it directly relates to you as the passive investor, so I wanted to pass on the information. Now, we typically find illiquidity to be, like I said before, a con in the real estate investing world, and there's actually been some studies conducted by a previous guest of mine, Chris Odegaard, that's found it's the only area in the investing world where real estate falls short as opposed to other alternative investments, is it's illiquid. Now, there are scenarios where this becomes actually a layer of protection for you and your net worth as a passive investor. Now, that time is in personal liability. That means, let's say you personally cause an event that makes you financially liable for a major loss. A common example of this could be a car accident. It's a pretty common one that we see. Now, let's say that car accident happens and you're found to be personally liable. Well, lawyers in that case are going to come after your liquidity. If life insurance doesn't cover everything it needs to, so first they'll go after life insurance, then they're going to come after your cash. Meaning lawyers will go for your insurance and then your cash and then your money market accounts or stocks. So think about it this way. It's very, very easy for a lawyer or court to order you to sell off your entire, let's just call it a Robinhood account, to pay out that liability. Because they can actually say, hey, log into this account right now. And at the top, it's going to say, oh, this account's worth $200,000. And that's how much worth you carry there. And you're going to have to essentially sell those off because they're liquid, eat any fees if there's going to be any, and then use the remainder to pay off those personal liabilities. Well, that's not so much the case for investing passively in apartment syndications. Now, here's why. An investment in real estate as a passive investor runs through the property's LLC, which means a few things. First, LLCs by nature limit liability. And now we know that that goes one way from, let's say, the LLC to your personal assets, but it also works as a layer of protection from your personal assets into the LLC, like in this scenario where you're personally liable for something. Now, your ownership in the property is owned in an LLC, so really, they aren't even supposed to push your personal liabilities into that LLC. Now, your problems are supposed to be separate, meaning that they aren't going to have access to that cash in case of your personal liabilities. Now, second, there's an added layer of complexity because your illiquid investment is tied into other people's illiquid investments, and a forced sell-off of your shares can have large impacts on the other investor's shares. And not just that, real estate doesn't have a true point to it value. I mean, yes, you can get appraisals, but there's not somebody that can point to that building and say that building is worth X amount, meaning your shares are worth X amount, like in a money market account. It just doesn't work that way. So there's also an additional layer of complexity valuing those shares and then diving into the operating agreements and seeing what it's going to take to force a sell-off and seeing what the market value of those sell-offs are, because sometimes they're not the 100% market value depending on the operating agreement. And then when you combine that with the fact that forcing you to sell off your shares has impacts on other investors' shares and how the investment performs for other investors, it's going to make it extraordinarily complicated for a lawyer or a court to push that through and force you to sell those off to pay off a personal liability. And in many cases, it could even be more costly to pursue those actions than it is worth to pull that worth out and make you pay off the personal liability. Now, the combination of all those factors means it's extraordinarily complicated that an investor to have a personal liability interfere with the net worth that you have tied up into illiquid securities such as passive shares of multifamily real estate. So again, this is not legal advice. I'm never giving you legal advice on this show. I just want to make you aware of some of the obstacles that are presented to somebody who looks to take your net worth in a case where there's personal liability involved. If that net worth is tied up in illiquid private securities like multifamily real estate, you're a lot safer than if that net worth was in a money market account like a Robinhood app. I hope you found this episode valuable. If you want to learn more about investing in multifamily real estate, please be sure to download our free ebook. The link is in the show notes, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate. If you learned something, really be helpful if you left us a rating and review as well on the platform that you're listening to. If you have any feedback for the show, please reach out to me via email. My link is in the show notes, or it's justin@perpetualwealthcapital.com. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes of your time with me, and I'll see you on the next episode.